And you spelled it wrong, quote a devious Dave.
And expect nothing more.
True savages of the podcasting game. Super ugly show, Tommy.
Woo! How are you?
Hi. Hi. Welcome. It's Tuesday.
Holy shit! Fucking Richie Super Ugly Show! Holy
yo.
What'd you expect, motherfucker?
Me, Richie, not you, asshole.
This is the Super Ugly Show.
You're fucking damn right it is, Richie. You're an animal. You're an animal.
Camel toe is in. I'm telling you, Rocky, it is.
You're a fucking mental patient.
Camel toe is in.
Fuck you guys. Super Ugly Show.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like Rocky. That's part of the show. It's part of my thing.
Come on. No.
No.
Come on. I'm here to piss off people. How valuable is human life, really?
Yeah. Fucking Rocky.
Yes.
Yeah, he had a... Just
saying this. I gave up on jerking off.
Yeah, can't
fuck. I am fucked. Just saying
this. Super Ugly Show.
What up, everybody?
What up?
It's Tuesday. Week 7 of the quarantine lockdown. For most people, not for me. I still work. What do you think? Like, are we seeing the end anywhere soon, or what the fuck?
I don't know, man. I mean, I think they're going to try and keep this going as long as they can.
Until November, so they can really fuck Trump.
This is really stupid. Like, let us go back.
I think it should be up to the adults if they want to go back to work or not.
I mean, really.
Like, we're not children. Like, I think that should be on you. If you want to take the chance and go out there and work, and you should be able to. If you want to take the chance and go out there and go shop, you should be able to.
Yeah.
But that's on you.
I don't need somebody making that decision for me. I know what I'm up against. I know my safety precautions. I know what I got to do, you know, to be safe and everything else.
You know,
I'm ready to go back. I think I speak for a lot of people on this too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is this confirmed that these people are letting you speak for them, or are you just taking it upon yourself to speak for them?
I've taken it upon myself, but they have been caught saying the same type of thing that I am saying, that they are ready to go back.
Yeah, well, I'm sure everybody's ready to go back.
Yeah.
But should you go back is the question.
Yeah. I think that, you know, like I said, with the right precautions, I mean, you can go into regular stores. What's the difference between this store and any other store? It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, it does, because a massage parlor is very different from going to get some groceries. There's
not
full-on contact with the grocery store.
I mean, I see people touching their fruit all the time.
Well, those people are assholes. And well, wash your fruit. Who doesn't wash their fruit?
It happens, though.
Yeah, well, again, wash your fruit.
You know, massage parlor, I mean... Okay, I guess.
Like the club should be open?
The club?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go to a club, that's on you.
Don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous, Richie.
How long are they supposed to shut down a bar for?
I don't know. My mother-in-law's in the bar business. Trust me. You know, it sucks. I agree. But you can't rush this thing either. Like, it is a serious epidemic. 1 million people confirmed in America as of today. So
this is how long? Like, how long are we going to do this for?
That is the million-dollar question, my friend.
I mean, you can come up with any excuse to shut down America and everywhere else. I mean, fuck. Because of a flu, all right.
This isn't a flu. People keep saying it's a flu. SARS and influenza are two very different things.
But let this thing take its course. It's going to take out whoever it takes out, and let's just go back to...
All right, let's say it takes out your dad.
It happens, man.
Oh, okay, yeah? You're just cool with that? No. Losing your dad?
No.
Your mom?
I'm definitely not cool with it, but what is he going to do? Not live in...
No, but they are the people at high risk.
No, I understand that, but how long are you going to shut down all of America? For how long?
I don't know. Until you find a cure?
To
a vaccine?
To walk eggshells around my father's lifeline, like... Seriously.
Is he still working? What is he doing?
Yeah, he's working.
He is good. I need my truck
back. What do you think? He's going to stay hidden in his place? He's going to do what we all do.
Nah, he's a man's man. I know him.
We go to work. That's what we do.
He's probably calling everybody a bunch of F-words and pussies, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be my guess.
He is.
I figured as much. Love that man.
I mean.
All right. A couple things I just want to say real quick. Shout out to a friend of the show's, Filthy Mouth Gamer from the Foul Mouth Network. His father unexpectedly passed. I don't know if it was from Corona.
Ouch.
Yeah, yeah. So I reached out to Mike the other day and sent condolences. But, you know, I just want, as a show, collectively, as Super Ugly, to say, you know, we're thinking of you, Filthy. And, you know, sorry for your loss.
It's horrible, man.
I didn't grow up with a father, but I can imagine as a guy losing your father, especially with a built relationship. Oh, it's got to just fucking be the worst thing ever. So
I couldn't even imagine.
No, shout out to Filthy and condolences to him and his family. And shout out to the Foul Mouth guys. One other thing, Bobby J from Rockaway. He's got a new single out called "Where I'm From." May 5th, he's got a new album coming out, Summer Classics. So wherever you get your music, search Bobby J from Rockaway and pick up that new single "Where I'm From." I'm loving it, as I do with everything Bobby puts out. And there was one more thing. All right, that one we'll get to. But, another rest in peace to a fucking nobody. Who gives a fuck about this guy? Fred the Godson? You ever hear of this fucking joker?
No.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Who was Fred?
He's a New York legend, according to some people.
What is it, Fred the Liquor Guy?
I don't know. I don't know.
What is he?
Fred the Godson.
What is he? He's religious or something?
Couldn't tell you. Never heard of the guy.
Oh.
Never heard of him. But Hip Hop Kings over there. Ooh, was he tight at me for shitting on this fucking zero? He wanted to fist fight me.
He did want to fist fight you.
Dude, first of all, I'm a 37-year-old man with 3 kids. You know the only thing that's getting me to throw my fist at this point, Rich?
What's that?
You fuck with my wife and my kids. Not, I don't like the same rapper you like, so I want to fight you. Like, grow up. Like, he really went crazy and just so mad. How could you be so disrespectful, Pepper? He goes, I don't even know why I'm friends with someone like you. I go, oh. That could be fixed and just unfriended him.
You know you did.
Yeah. But, dude, you're flipping out over fucking hip-hop. Take it down a peg. I know it's your entire life. Like, that's literally the only thing you do. Oh, and he touted, I got 10,000 followers on Instagram. Exact response that is, perfect for that type of thing.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's
he even went to you and cried about it.
Yeah, he did.
I love when they do that. Like, what did he think you were going to do?
I don't know.
Like, did he think you were going to be like, now, Rocky. You shouldn't talk. Like, Richie encourages me to do things like this. This is part of the personality of mine that Richie likes when I do shit like this to people. Rocky, when I rub people the wrong way.
Don't say that, Rocky.
Like, the fucking mind of that guy to get that fucking up. He was livid calling me fucking F word.
He wanted me to bring him over here to meet you.
Is he black, by the way?
No.
He sure likes to throw that N word around for a white guy.
I don't know. He definitely wanted to fight you.
Yeah.
So.
Meet me at the bar. I have one shoulder that's bad. And dude, like, really? That's where
you didn't take the fight?
No, unfortunately, I was like, you know what? Really not worth getting arrested, Fred the Godson, for beating up somebody in front of a barbershop.
You were up a shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. You know, now I'm beating a one-armed man. How does that look for me?
You were up a shoulder.
That doesn't look good for me.
I would have took the odds on it.
He even stooped to the trying to attack Jess thing. Like, really? Like, you listen to us. You know that doesn't work. Why would you even bother going there? Like, that's such a last resort thing.
Yeah.
Like, once you run out of gas, you're like, well, now I'm going to attack your wife.
Yeah. It's been done over and over.
That's big of you. You know, you attack an innocent woman who literally has nothing to do with this. But, you know, I'm the bad guy because I made fun of a fucking rapper no one's ever heard of. Yeah, what a piece of
that's
shit.
That's all
I
you
am.
Did, really, to make him pissed?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was livid.
That's
He's a New York legend. You know nothing about hip-hop.
Well, if you I don't know. If you got pissed over
no,
that.
No, I know nothing about garbage underground hip hop, okay? And that Versus thing, went from being great to really taking a shit dive on the next one, 3-6 Mafia and Bone Thugs. Who the fuck wants to see that?
Why did they come up with that out of anything?
Because they ran out of fucking other people that want to do it.
Yeah. Well, I guess after you get done with like producers.
Well, people were trying to get Diddy and Dre is the one I keep hearing.
Yeah.
And I love the delusions of certain people because some people I spoke to, they're like, oh, Dre will fucking kill him. And I'm like, oh, really? Did you even think about this for a second?
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, let me remind you of just one thing Puff Daddy was a part of. He walks in the room and goes, ready to die. Just play it front to back and beat me.
Yeah.
What do you got, Dre?
All life after death.
Yeah, Dre, what do you got that can beat Ready to Die? You know what the answer is to that? Nothing.
Yeah.
And all you Eminem fans, slow your roll. Nothing Eminem has ever done is on the same level as Ready to Die. Go fuck yourself if you even think it is. Ready to Die is, to me, the peak of hip-hop. Like, hip-hop was going this way. Ready to Die came out. And then very slowly through the 90s started to... Not that a lot of people didn't put out great shit. Jay-Z, Pun, DMX. It was amazing.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that was the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
And it was only downhill from there. And not in a bad way. Now it's in a bad way.
Yeah.
But, you know, it slowly got to that. Like I always say, Kanye was about the last of the good hip-hop, and then it really started to just...
Yeah. Yeah, if you look at all, like, the whole... that whole climb to there, like, when you're getting, like... you know, Everyday People and fucking Naughty by Nature and like just the whole fucking like hip hop was great. You're right. After Ready to Die and it sailed, you know, Jay kept it sailing high for a while. And
but it was stagnant. Maybe I shouldn't say it started going down. It was leveled off. Yeah.
Jay kept it level for a long time. Yeah. And then 50 kind of held it for a little bit, and then it started slipping.
Yeah.
You know, and it happens.
Yeah, it absolutely happens. It happens with every genre. Rock's pretty much dead. But to sit there and act as if Puff Daddy...
Can't fuck with Dre, no.
Can't fuck with Dre. You're out of your mind. Puff Daddy found the lock.
So many.
Mace Harlem World. Little Kim. Now let's go to some hip R&B. Mary J. Blige, Faith 112, Evans. Total, Faith Evans. Like, get to
Total. There's a million things.
G. Depp, Black Rob, Craig Mack, fucking Shine. The dude knows how to make fucking good music and make music that is hits.
Yeah. One of Jay-Z's albums is produced, was American Gangster was done by him. Those sounds were Diddy's.
And Diddy really brought the sample to the forefront.
Fuck yeah.
Like, he fucking took that and everyone's like, he's stealing music. And he's like, no, he's sampling and he's making other music with it.
Yeah, and it's dope. It is fucking hot.
Yeah, and he's paying for it. That's not stealing. Yeah. That's, you know, it's borrow. It's, you know.
It's fucking dope. What he did was change the fucking game.
Because now, you know, I don't know if people sample as much as they did back then now, but, I mean, Dre, let's look at Dre now. You got NWA stuff, one album, right? And then he was gone? What was it, two and he was gone?
Two albums.
Two, which only one of them was really like a classic.
Yeah.
The Chronic.
Yeah.
Chronic 2000. I am not the biggest fan of Eminem's first album. I think it's a half and half.
Wait, Eminem's first album?
The Slim Shady LP. Yeah. There's a lot of it I don't like. You know me, I don't like the goofy stuff. You know, and there's a lot of, like, even that guilty conscience. Here's Dan. Dan's with his wife.
Yeah, but the way how they...
It's different. I get it. But there's a lot of it I never want to hear ever again. The Mushroom song, like, all right, cool, Mushrooms. Yeah. What am I, 12? and then the Marshall Mathers, he didn't do all of it, from what I know.
Yeah, probably not all
And same with the Eminem show. So he, you know, not that much with Eminem. And then you got Snoop.
Yeah,
and
a lot of Snoop's
Snoop's first album, and then what? And then what has Dre done?
Yeah, he's got some singles like Mary.
Yeah,
and
some 50.
Yeah, some singles.
You know, and stuff, I'm not knocking Dre. The game, you know, Dre definitely has hits. I'm not putting him down, but the
Get Rich or Die Trying is
that's not all him though.
A lot of it is
some of it's him.
Yeah,
some of it's him, But the way, and I'm not knocking Dre. This isn't a knock on Dre at all.
But just don't smash P. Diddy because you think he doesn't
have a catalog. It was the lack of respect people were giving Diddy that I was like, you people don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Yeah. Like, honestly.
Diddy's catalog is fucking massive.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. And he made so many people. And like I said, on the strength of, if he did nothing else but Ready to Die, he still has a dog in the fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, give me a fucking break. One more hip-hop thing, and then we'll get off the hip-hop thing. Capital Punishment, 22 years old today. Big Pun's debut album.
Arguably, the number one rapper of all time.
I know I'm a big L. Mark and a huge fan for him. And same with Biggie. I just sucked his dick. They all only have two albums, and Big L only really has one album that he was alive to finish.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say they're the best because we don't know what they would have turned into later on.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a lot of Bo Jacksons.
Judging by his second album, it wasn't going to get much better than Capital Punishment.
No.
Yeah, Baby was good. It was no Capital Punishment.
No.
It was no Capital Punishment. You know what I mean? So Pun, it looked like there was some chinks in the armor there.
Yeah. Some what?
Some chinks in the armor. But, you know, Biggie, even with Biggie, like, I look at Life After Death and I'm like, again, you could have made one great album instead of...
Life After Death was fucking amazing.
He could have made one great album instead of two half and half discs.
What do you know? They weren't half.
We went
half.
Through this before. We're not going to do it again. It's my opinion. I think he could have took all the best tracks of the two discs and made one perfect album. Instead, there's flaws in that album because of the two discs.
Why, you don't like the Bone Thugs or something?
I despise that one.
What, the Bone
Biggie's
Thugs?
Biggie's verse is good, and then I fucking hate the rest. It's Bone and Biggie, Biggie. It's Bone and Biggie, Biggie. It's Bone. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. We get it. You rap fast. What are you even saying, though? No one knows. No one knows. Fucking get out of here with that. But, so shout out to Capital Punishment. 98, an amazing hip-hop year. It's been brought up here ad nauseum. I want to talk about a myth that some people, I bet, still to this day believe.
My 12-inch penis?
Well, no, we all know that's a farce. You know? We just play that up for the show. Richie's fucking, literally, he's hung like a fucking acorn. It's ridiculous. But the pool urine dye. Remember that shit where kids are like, don't pee in the pool. They got that dye. They'll show if you pee. Yes. They even did it in Grown Ups, the Kevin James movie, Adam Sandler movie. Remember that? Yeah. Now, I'm with Ka. Ka's been on the show for all you guys who know Khalif. He's done the show before yesterday.
Yeah.
And we're talking about things you can do. And Splish came up. And for some reason, public pools came up also. And they're like, so many people pee in public pools. And da-da-da. So I go, would you go to Splish? And they're like, yeah. Hey, well, people piss all over that place. I go, you know, what's the fucking difference? So Ka goes, no, they don't. They don't pee there. I go, what the fuck? Yeah, they absolutely... People piss in fucking Splish water all the time.
All the time.
He goes, no, they got to die there. I go, no, they don't. That's not a real thing. And he's like, no, it is. I go,
I think that is a real thing, though.
Hold on. Well, you're an idiot, too, then. Because if you just stop and think for a second, you would go, oh, yeah, it's definitely not. But we'll get there. So I'm like, Ka, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, the dye. You know, that if you piss in the pool, the cloud goes around you. They know you pissed.
Okay.
So I'm like, that's not a real thing. He goes, yeah, dude, I seen it. I go, where'd you see it? He goes, gives me a place.
Yeah.
Six Flags. I seen it.
Yeah.
Moses is there, too. So I go, you seen it? He's like, yep. I go, okay. Google. Do you understand the chemistry that would have to be involved into getting some sort of fucking magic dye in a gigantic body of water that somehow knows there's a different body of water being entered in there, but only urine? Do you understand how impossible that would be with all the other chemicals that go into pool water and like chlorine, shock, you know, all the other chemicals, the pH up and down? Do you understand how impossible it would be to have just a special dye for when you do pee-pee that shows you did pee-pee? Like, and I say that because you have to be a fucking child to actually believe
really
that there was a die.
Yeah,
Richie.
But they had those. They sold those things, didn't they? When they were younger.
Have you ever seen it in your life other than in a movie? No. Of course you haven't.
No, because in pool stores, no?
No. Rich, think about it.
They sell them.
Rich, think about I Googled it already. It's not a real thing. Because Kyle didn't believe me. He's like, I seen it. I go, so you just straight up lied to me and Mo because you didn't see it because it's not a real fucking thing. Again, think about it.
No, I understand.
And now there's a magic liquid that you can put in there. What is it following you
that,
around?
That detects ammonia.
Like, but you're putting basically bleach into your pool with the chlorine and all the other shit, which ammonia is, I'm pretty sure, in chlorine as well.
Yeah.
So how is this magic liquid going to know, only pee I detect? Yeah. Now, let's say I drink a lot of Gatorades, and you drink a lot of soda. My pee is going to be very different from your pee, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or if I drink only water.
Yeah.
So how is this magic dye deciphering, you know, what's pee and what's not pee? Like, for anyone who's thought that for however long, I'm sorry, but you're a fool. There was no such thing. There never was. It was a thing that they tell kids so you don't piss in their pool.
Yeah.
Even then, I'm like, who gives a fuck? You put so much shit in here, it filters. Oh, who cares? It's not like there's an epidemic of pee going in there.
It's not like everybody's stopping by to piss in your pool.
Yeah. You know, like, it's not that big of a deal.
Once in a while, it's all right.
I've definitely pissed in people's pools before.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
A lot.
Yeah. I'm not getting out. Get out, dry off, you know, fuck all that.
Oh, you're getting pissed in.
If you don't have a pool house, sorry, your pool's getting pissed in.
Yeah. That should be normal, though. It should be known. Like, your pool's getting pissed in.
I love the cute little sign. We don't, what is it? We don't pee in your, you know, please don't pee in our pool. You know the sign people have? We don't pee on your... I can't think of it, but whatever. Yeah, the dye thing, sorry, burst anyone's bubble who thought that was real, but it is not. It is not real, and that's a ridiculous thing. Kim Jong-un, yeah. Dead, alive.
Nobody knows. That's weird.
It is weird. I think Trump knows. He just ain't fucking revealing it, because I think if they reveal that he's dead, it's fucking on. Like, North Korea is going into South Korea and just starting a fucking crazy fight.
Why do you say that?
Because they need to like, kind of keep their shit. And Kim Jong-un's sister is supposedly going to be the one in power. And as a female person in power in North Korea, she really needs to make a fucking statement to show, like, I'm not to be fucked with. So, I don't know. Like, what do you think? Is he dead? Probably, right?
They haven't put him on the fucking news.
Like, if I'm North Korea, I'd be like, no, he's totally not dead. Look, he's right fucking here. Imagine, like, burning him. And they just got two soldiers. But you could see, like, duct tape taped to their arms because North Korea sucks and has no money.
Like,
and
guys,
just
what
fucking
are you
idiots.
Doing?
And you're just, look, no, he's fine. There's another guy underneath him, but you could see him from the camera, but they're trying to hide him, and he's moving his mouth because they're just so stupid. What a silly little country that is. It's just fucking the worst. Absolute fucking worst. Did you happen to see, and I give this guy a lot of respect, I never would have until he did what he did over the weekend, Post Malone do an entire Nirvana cover set, Travis Barker on drums, and then two other guys I never saw before, and killed it.
Really?
As a Nirvana fan, I was not like, this is gross, like, why are you doing, I was like, okay, respect to Post Malone.
Really?
Yeah. If you didn't see it, it's on YouTube. He did a shit ton of songs, too. And, I mean, he went deep.
Really?
He didn't just do hits. You know, I mean, deep for people that don't know Nirvana, like, you know, Drain You and On a Plane and, you know. But murdered it. That kid, he's a talent. He plays guitar. He can sing.
Yeah, he just got a song with 50 out. Trying to fuck me over. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and 50.
The only thing I ever known of him was Tina listened to the Jackie Chan song when she was 3. So that's, I was like, oh, he's the guy that my fucking 3-year-old listens to.
Yeah.
But after seeing that, I was like, all right, you know what? I might actually give you a chance because the fact that you didn't shit all over Nirvana and just think, hey, I'll do this because I think it's cool to do, that you actually like took the time to really do something good.
And he made it good, huh?
Yeah, yeah. He made it really fucking good. I was very, very impressed with him.
To hear you say that is fucking weird.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. You know, I'm not one to give in easily to musicians. Yeah. And the fact that he did that, I thought it was pretty cool. I really did. And Travis Barker on drums, can't beat that. Yeah. I mean, dude's a fucking legend. Absolute legend. What else? You got anything you want to get into? I thought you had some stuff. I don't want to keep just rambling.
No, good. What do you got?
I got, let's see. Mike Tyson getting back in fight shape.
I heard something like this. What did they say about it?
Now, well, for one, it's for charity events. Okay. Now.
Are they doing this Rocky Balboa thing?
It's charity events. He wants to do, like, raise money type stuff and, you know, like celebrity box. Not celebrity boxing, like the cheesy shit, but, you know, like make it where it's an event and then the proceeds go to wherever or that type of thing.
Yeah.
Now, someone brought this up on some form of social media. I forget which one. And they're like, oh, people better watch out. And I'm like, have you seen his last few fights? I go, what do you think Mike Tyson's going to do in the heavyweight division today? What do you think, he's going to fight Tyson Fury? and what? Get murdered in the middle of the... He's not getting in fight shape to come for the world heavyweight title. He's not going to have a real fight.
Can you imagine if they do that, though?
Oh, my God. No. That would be the bad
like
to
if,
see.
If they did like Rocky VI.
That would be like Larry Holmes and Muhammad Ali. Like, you would just... you wouldn't want to see it at all. Like, hopefully there's a Mike Tyson in the wings if it does happen. That's like, you know, in a few years down the road, Mike does what Ali did to Mike. And he's like, get him for me, champ, you know? But no, I don't want to see Mike ever get back in the ring. I'm hoping he's just doing it for his health because he did put on a lot of weight. He looks like he's getting a little fat there.
Like, what would your response be if they put him in there with, like, Deontay Wilder and Wilder just killed him?
No. I would be furious because and Wilder's the type of guy to walk around and be like, see, told you.
Yeah, I fucked him up.
Told you I fucked up. I would fuck up. And it would be like, no, you fucked up a 53-year-old fucking Mike. Shut the fuck up. But no.
That's why I wouldn't want to see anything like that.
No, I would never want to. Like, the guy I was talking to, he's like, well, the Foreman did it. I was like, yeah, at 45, and he beat a fucking ham and egger Michael Moore. Yeah. I'm like, tell me anything Michael Moore is known for other than losing to George Foreman at 45 years old. Nothing. He's known for
That's
nothing.
How old he was? 45?
Yeah.
How old is Mike?
53, 52, somewhere in that ballpark.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, I know Randy Couture did it at 49 or whatever, but UFC is a very different game. Yeah. And UFC, it's a lot easier to get that upset win in UFC than it is in boxing.
Yeah.
Boxing's a chess match. Yeah. And so is UFC. But UFC, if your wrestling's good enough and the other guy's isn't, guess what? You can win the match.
Yeah.
And Randy Couture, his wrestling was better than the other guys, and he won the match. Yeah. So let's
Randy Couture is the fucking he's like the gym teacher that you couldn't beat up, like the wrestling gym teacher.
Yeah. They did fight science on him, and he's literally a freak of nature. Whereas he goes on, he gets stronger and more powerful, whereas most people, everybody, it's the opposite effect.
Yeah.
But with Randy, when they did the fight science, he would get stronger and have more fight in them, and it was a weird fucking phenomenon. But you know, that's one in a zillion.
Yeah.
So, and Mike Tyson in a boxing ring against anybody today, Deontay Wilder's got what, a foot and a half on him, a fucking 30-inch reach on him. Like, what are you kidding me? Mike can't get in like that quickly anymore. I'm sorry.
No, he doesn't have that.
Yeah, he doesn't have that in him anymore. There was a Goonies reunion online.
Okay.
Josh Gad, the most people know him, I guess, is the voice of Olaf.
Olaf?
Yeah, from Frozen. He was also in that Kevin Hart Wedding Ringer movie, the fat curly-haired guy.
Okay.
Remember that movie?
Yeah.
Where he didn't have any friends?
Uh-huh.
And then, that guy. He got all the Goonies. I mean, Spielberg, Richard Donner, Feldman, fucking Thanos, everybody.
Really?
Andy, everybody was there that is a Goonie or was a producer or a director.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude. And the Fratellis, the two brothers, not obviously the mother. She's dead. And Chunk was dead, so they couldn't get, not Chunk, Sloth.
Sloth.
Yeah. But it was cool. Spielberg was like, you know, every couple of years we think of it, and then we're like, it's not right. Like, we got to think of something perfect.
Yeah.
So, for all you people hoping for a Goonies sequel, I don't see it ever happening. Just love the one that's there.
Yeah.
And let it be. Like, why does everything have to have a sequel or have to be remade? Like, leave something, alone.
Goonies was a perfect movie. You're not going to make it better.
I said that. Remember we brought up the perfect movies last week?
Yeah.
And I said, I was like, you know what? Goonies.
You can't make it better. It's there.
There was another one me and Jess were watching. I forget what it was.
If you made an updated, it wouldn't be better. Like, an updated one wouldn't be
better.
No.
You couldn't expand on it to make it any better.
Yeah, because it's pretty much them going through a cave. They're not going to have the science they would.
And you know what it was too, like the Fratellis as the brothers were perfect. The mother was perfect. Chunk was perfect. Like they were. It was just a perfect blend of everything that just happened to come together perfectly.
Yeah. And nothing was like too over annoying, or it was just a good. The movie was done, and it couldn't have done any better.
But you know, everybody's always like, they should do a sequel, or no, just.
Just
leave it, please. All right, what did you have? You brought up a bunch of shit, so...
What did I bring up?
I don't know. You brought up a bunch of stuff before. You're like, what about this and this, and you didn't have nothing?
No. Cain Velasquez got let go of the WWE. You said they brought him in just to...
I don't know if we talked about this. They did a fucking house cleaning over there last week or 2 weeks ago.
They got rid of all the shitbags?
They got rid of like 30-something wrestlers, referee. Dude, they fucking cleaned house.
Really?
Oh, big time. I mean, like Zack Ryder, Rusev. Some people, you know, were there a long time. One of the referee guys was there 30-something years.
Yeah.
And they fucking dumped them.
What about, did you watch the rest of the Last Dance?
The last two episodes? Yeah.
I didn't catch it.
It was Rodman and Phil Jackson.
What do you think of the whole thing?
I loved it. Did you happen to ever watch, because I was a little too young for this, any of the Detroit Pistons back in the day?
A little bit.
The Thomas Rodman stuff?
Yeah.
They were going into all that, and I give those guys zero respect. All they were just a bunch of fucking bullies on the court. Like, they weren't the best basketball team. They were just the roughest.
Yeah.
That's all it was, and people were scared to play against them because they didn't want to get injured. They would literally try to hurt you.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't football, dude. Like, I get playing a little rough, but, like, you would go up and they would fucking slam you down.
Yeah, they would hurt you, man.
Yeah, like, that's not their whole plan with Jordan. They had specific Jordan rules. Like, this is a real thing.
Okay.
If he's in the paint, hurt him. Take him down. Do not let him take flight.
Yeah.
Triple up on him all the time. The Bulls figured it out finally when Phil Jackson came in. And that's when they started playing the triangle defense, offense. And they were like, oh, Mike, there's other people on the team that can help you here. You know, let them help you. That's why they're here. Mm-hmm. And that's when he started dishing out to John Paxson and dishing out to, you know, Pippen. And that's when the Bulls became the Bulls.
Yeah.
Once Jordan finally figured out, oh, yeah, I don't have to do this on my own.
Yeah.
Because at first he did.
Yeah.
He had to do it on his own.
Yeah.
You know, and Doug Collins, the coach before Phil Jackson, he basically was, Mike, it's all you.
Yeah.
Like his play, like, we're down 10. What do we do, coach? Give the ball to Mike and get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
That's literally what he said.
Yeah.
Like, as a team, I'd be like, all right, and you want me to play defense too? Like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Like, we're here too. Like, I get it. He's fucking great. But we can shoot. Like, we made it to the NBA. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, give us a fucking chance.
Three on one, there's going to be other people open. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And Detroit, you know, they won back-to-back. Props to them for that. But I feel like it was done not as the best basketball team, as just being a bunch of bullies, because that's what they were. That's literally all they were.
Yeah.
So, and then when they lost, when the Bulls beat them, they fucking just walked off the court. Like, didn't shake hands, nice game, nothing. Just walked off the court like the bunch of fucking babies.
The sportsmanship was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, and Isaiah Thomas today, he's like, maybe I wouldn't have done that now. But Jordan hates Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
Despises.
I've seen something like that. Well, what was the deal with that anyway?
He was the reason Isaiah wasn't on the 92 Dream Team and John Stockton was.
Really?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Stockton was a beast, though.
And he was no Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, yeah, maybe he was. I shouldn't say that. I slept on him for no reason.
Yeah.
Stockton was a beast. But Isaiah Thomas deserved to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Jordan was like, nope, fuck him. I don't want him on the team. And if you want me here, guess what? He's not going to be here.
Why?
I won't play with him.
What was his deal anyway?
Because of that. The way they walked off with the unsport. When they beat the Bulls were like, hey, you got the best of us. Shook their hands and were good sports about it.
Yeah.
And you know me, I'm kind of like, ah, fuck them, whatever. But when you're on that level, like, it is just a game at the end of it, and you lost. Like, you're great. You made it to the NBA. Be happy.
You're on.
Yeah, you're out of, what, let's say 400 players in the NBA, you're an elite person that made it to an elite club.
Fuck yeah.
Like,
nobody makes it.
Yeah, and you're two-time champions. You lost to the better team. Just fucking, you don't walk off like the bunch of babies sulking.
No, that's...
Like, that's horse shit. That's bullshit. I don't like that, and I think it's fucking shitty, and I think Jordan has every right to be like, go fuck yourself. Like, if Isaiah apologized to him, and Jordan still was like, no, go fuck yourself, then fuck Michael Jordan. But I don't know if that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Because Isaiah and Bill Laimbeer, from what I know, they're both kind of like, we respect him as the GOAT, but we don't have to fucking like the guy.
Yeah. Well,
you don't have to like everybody. I get that. But you don't respect him because you didn't give him his proper due when he beat you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And then the Phil Jackson episode. Like, what an amazing coach. Like, I wish I had a better word. A mentor. What an amazing mentor, not just a coach.
How did they, in what way?
Because the way he was able to just get on everyone's level and everyone respected him. Like, no one was ever like, fuck Phil. Like, everyone was like, you know what? We're going to listen to what the fuck he's got to say, and we're going to do what he wants us to do. Because he was, if you watch Phil Jackson as a coach, he never, like, blew his lid. He was never, like, yelling, running up and down the court. Maybe if there was a bad technical foul or something.
Yeah.
But for the most part, he was always cool as a cucumber. He's a Zen Buddhist. He's really into Native American culture. With Rodman, after Pippen came back, like Rodman, you probably don't remember. I do very vividly. When Pippen was gone, Rodman was Jordan's number two.
Yeah.
Like, and Rodman was playing ball like no one's ever seen him play before.
Yeah, Rodman was.
But
really
it took
young.
A toll on Rodman. You know what I mean? Like, it takes a lot out of him. He's used to just being the rebound guy.
Yeah.
Now you put now you put me in the number two spot with the greatest of all fucking time. Like, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
So when Pippen came back, he walked into Phil Jackson's office. He's like, I need 48 hours. He goes, I need a vacation. And Phil goes, what the fuck are you like? And Mike's there too. He's like, what are you talking about? There's no vacation. We're in basketball. He goes, dude, I need a vacation. And Phil looks at me and goes, 48 hours. You got 48 hours. And Robin's like, all right, 48 hours. And Mike looks at Phil and goes, he's not coming back in 48 hours. So Robin goes off. He's not back in 48 hours. It's like 5 days now.
Really?
Jordan goes knocking on the hotel room. Carmen Electra's in there. She was in part of it, and she goes, I was hiding under a blanket. I didn't want Michael Jordan to yell at me.
Oh, my
She's
God.
Like, I didn't. I hid. She was like, I hid. And Jordan was like, Dennis, let's fucking go.
Oh, my
and
God.
And Rodman had his five-day bender.
Yeah.
Came back, and business as usual.
Wow.
Like, without skipping a beat.
That's fucking awesome.
What other coach, though, would let you do that? Because, like, the way I look at it, I get where Rodman's coming from, and I get that Phil Jackson understands that. Like, he needs to blow off steam. If we want the best of Dennis, we have to let him do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And he came back and, you know, played ball and played his fucking ass off, and they won another championship.
Hmm.
But it's shit like that you look at, and you're just like, what a fucking amazing coach. What an amazing time for basketball. Yeah. Just what a, what a...
You don't hear, like, cool shit like that with, you know, I don't know.
No. All right, oh, you know what? We got to go back to hip-hop real quick because I watched a documentary that just came out last Friday, I believe. These three young fellas you know so well do not, in my opinion, get the proper due and respect from the hip-hop community, and that is the Beastie Boys. I watched the documentary. It's called The Beastie Boys Story. It's kind of a stage show slash, you know, like clips and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the shit they went through, being like a frat boy joke group, to becoming relevant time after time after time after time. Like, it wasn't just, you know, oh, they got lucky again.
No.
You know, like, dude, the Beastie Boys...
No, they reinvented themselves.
So many times.
Quite a few times.
So many times. And stayed relevant throughout every fucking decade they were in.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I do not hear their name brought up enough. And it needs to be. Maybe you're not a huge fan of their music, but you have to respect what they've done.
Of course.
Like, that's my whole point here. And watching that movie, like, I'm not a huge Beastie Boys guy. I'm not going to sit here and act as if I'm a huge fan of theirs. I like some of their stuff.
Yeah.
To be honest, the album they hate most is probably my favorite, License to Ill. You know, with Paul Revere and Girls and, you know, Rhyming and Stealing.
Yeah.
Still to this day holds up to me as one of the dopest fucking beats.
Yeah, there are some great songs
and
on there.
Dude, Rhyming and Stealing, that fucking beat when it first opens and it's that...
I'm going to listen to that on the way home. Yeah, let me type that in.
And then what's his face comes in and he's like, Muni on the bounty, what it's all about.
Yeah.
Fire. Fire.
That shit is fire.
And the Beastie Boys get slept on.
Yeah.
And it is bullshit. And fuck Russell Simmons, by the way, because that guy, for one, he's a notorious piece of shit anyway. But what he did to them, he just grabbed three white kids because he wanted to be able to get rap on TV.
Yeah.
And he knew any three white kids I grab, they can get them on there. And then they were actually able to make decent music. And once they were making music, he was like, all right, go on tour. And they were on tour for 14 months doing the same shit every single night. They hate everything to do with License to Ill.
Yeah.
They fucking despise it. They never want to do it again. They had a dick in the box that comes out at the end of every show, a 25-foot dick.
What do you mean?
Because when they were like, well, what do you want on stage for your show? They opened for Madonna, by the way, too.
Really?
Their first gig was opening for Madonna.
Oh, shit.
So when they were like, well, we want on stage, all right, we want our DJ table to have two 10-foot Budweiser cases as the stands.
Yeah.
We want a go-go cage. And then at the end of every show, we want a 25-foot dick to pop out of a box. Just joking.
Yeah.
They show up to the show. Everything's there that they asked for. Even the 25-foot dick that pops out of a box. But now every show after 14 months, this dick pops out. And now they're like, oh, we fucking hate this dick. But people expect to see it.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, we fucking, the dick in the butt, you fucking, and it would pop out. And it got to the point where they were now not being the Beastie Boys and having fun. They were doing a job and getting to the end so the stupid dick can pop out and we can get the fuck out of here. You know, and I'm not an artist, but I can understand that. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's monotonous. It's the same
over
shit.
And
now
over.
We're kind of becoming a joke.
Yeah.
You know, and they didn't want
to. Same thing with Dice.
Exactly.
The rhymes. No fucking nursery rhymes. Just go fuck yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
When you want me to be that puppet, like, that's the fucking shit that pisses these people off.
Exactly. And then Paul's Boutique came out and stagnant. No, it did nothing at the time.
Yeah.
Great album looking back.
Yeah,
like, it became, you know, a lot of people's favorite Beasties album.
Yeah.
But then Check Your Head came out. And that's when everyone's like, oh, shit. Remember, so what you want? And Sure Shot, because you can't, you won't, and you don't.
Yeah, they reinvented themselves.
They fucking murdered it. And then Sabotage.
Yeah, Sabotage.
And Sabotage.
Fucking awesome.
I don't care who you are. You hear that opening, you know what the fuck is coming. It's like the Nirvana. You just know. It immediately goes, oh, shit, there's the Sabotage. And that song is fucking fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not a huge Beasties guy, but Sabotage.
That song is the fucking
that one
song.
Part where it's the you know that bass fucking riff.
Yeah,
it's just it's so fucking good. And then he comes in with the whoa.
Yeah.
It's, the video was fucking hilarious where they're all dressed up like undercover cops.
Yeah,
it was such a fucking good song. And again, that was '94, and then they did Intergalactic fucking whatever in the late '90s. And
wait, why can't I put Dice in with this? Because Dice had to do the same routine over and over again.
Yeah, he got sick of doing the nursery rhymes.
Yeah, and people kept on it. Even after he was done with the nursery rhymes, years after, they still wanted the nursery rhymes. So you're everybody's puppet at that point, and that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, when everybody wants you to do License to Ill,
like fight for your right to party. We don't want to do this anymore. You know, like this sucks.
Yeah, fucking same fucking songs over and over again. You know,
and
you
just
start to feel like a fucking monkey.
What? Who was it? Mike D? No, Mike D is the goofy one. Ad Rock is the other. All right, MCA, the one who died.
Okay,
this guy was just like an anomaly of like niceness and just wanting to learn everything and like whatever he believed in, he stood for. And like even like Sabotage, they said like I think it was either Mike or Adam, I forget which one, the two remaining that are alive. They walked in and you know MCA's just doing that little the Sabotage fucking riff, and he walks in, he's like, oh, what's that? And he's like, ah, it's just, you know, this thing I've been working on. And everybody comes in, They all do literally Sabotage. No music, no lyrics yet. Record it. Fastest song they ever fucking created in their lives. And then it sat for months and months. And they needed like one more song on the album. They're like, hey, remember that thing we did? And then they went back and then put the lyrics over it and it became Sabotage.
Wow.
But to sit there and to think like how stroke of genius just sometimes like that. And then you'll sit there for, I'm assuming, as a musician and months and you have nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's so weird how that can just fucking fall into place like that.
Yeah.
But the Beastie Boys story, even if you're not a fan of the Beasties, go watch it. It was such a fucking cool thing. It was
what
funny.
What is it called again?
The Beastie Boys story.
Okay.
It was such a cool thing. At the end, when they start talking about MCA, like even like I got choked up. In my older age, I'm very easily getting choked up. I'm learning. But, you know, when it's two friends talking about their best friend, a guy they've spent every day with for 30 years,
yeah.
And you could see the two of them. Like, Ad-Rock had to be like Mike. He had him take it over because he couldn't finish what he was saying.
Yeah.
So he had Mike take over the rest of the spot. But, you know, like, it's such a sad thing because they said, they're like, we'll never go out and do a show ever. Like, we're not the Beastie Boys without him.
Really?
He's the creator of the Beastie Boys. He's the one who came up with the name. He's the one who got them all together. He was the one who had the fire under his ass all the time to, like, always be doing things, filming, making music. He was a very creative fucking person.
Yeah.
A Zen Buddhist. He went to fucking Tibet. And he was the whole reason for the free Tibet thing.
Really?
That was all him. All him. The concert, everything. It's the second highest grossing benefit concert of all time, right behind Live Aid.
All right, hold on. Which, I'm going to show you. Hold on.
What are you going to show me? See, Andy, well, you bring that up.
Which
but
is
they
the one that passed?
The one in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one with the deep, gravelly voice.
Yeah.
See, you bring up girls, and that's
He's
funny.
The one that looks like Telly from Kids.
Yeah, and he looks like Murr from Impractical Jokers.
Yeah, yep.
You bring up girls, and they literally bring up a thing, and they go, you know, we used to joke, and we do things, and he goes, and the one thing that I'm most embarrassed of is girls to do the dishes, girls to clean up my room, girls to do the laundry, and in the bedroom. He's like, that's the worst thing I've ever done.
What do you mean?
Because it's so misogynistic.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? And as kids, it's funny and,
yeah.
You know, but now he's a grown man. He's in his 50s. He might have daughters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and today, that would never fly today. Like, that song came out today, they'd be like, the Beastie Boys are misogynist and they hate women and didn't listen to this. And I trust me, I like the song Girls. I'm not saying I don't like it and I didn't rock it. You know, it's a fun fucking song.
Very fun.
But as the creator of it, I can understand why you would be ashamed of it. You
of
know what
course.
I mean?
It's bringing women it's such women back.
Yeah,
you know the caveman
yeah.
times.
And I'm sure they're married. And you know when you have a mother now, that's not his mother's dead. It, you know, like yeah. There's things that as you grow up,
of course,
you know that you look
it's
back a, as a kid. I look back
kid's,
as a kid and
it's
go.
It's a kid's album.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a kid's album.
But even some of the jokes I would say to my cousin. You know what I mean? Like we would go dark.
Yeah.
Really fucking dark. And like I look at that and I'm like, I can't believe I said that shit out loud.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, well, like, you know, I mean we've been through it on the show. I mean
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, I've said some pretty crazy but trust me. No, nothing I've said on here is even close to some of the shit I've said in my teen years. And,
of course.
Yeah. You know, like I said, me and my cousin Mike, it was all about just making each other laugh and nothing else. Like we didn't give a fuck if someone's
how
feelings
far.
Got hurt.
Yeah,
yeah,
how far you had to go.
We didn't care because I just wanted to see him laugh.
Yeah.
And I know if I got him to laugh, it was worth it. And
yeah.
Vice versa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which was great growing up because we were always just fucking laughing together. But yeah, the Beastie Boys, people need to start bringing them up more when you're talking about best of hip hop. They need to start coming up more. They're the reason hip hop got brought to the forefront.
Yeah.
People are like, no, Run DMC and Aerosmith. Fuck you, it was Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
It was Beastie Boys.
Well, but the Aerosmith.
Aerosmith
games,
was still,
you know.
Hey, here's some rock and here's some rap. Beastie Boys was, yeah, Fight for Your Right had the guitar and it was sounded, but it was still a rap song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. To me, they were like the guys that really put it out there.
Yeah.
Right. It was great. It was. It's on Apple TV, or, you know, if you got a Fire Stick, you can find it. Right? Am I right, Rich?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. What else you got? You want to talk about Kevin Smith's world? All right, we got 10 minutes left. We can kill time. He finished writing the Mallrats 2 script.
Yeah.
You told me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What how do you feel about the whole
the View Askew universe, it's called.
Okay. Yeah, how do you feel about it? Let's go into Clerks.
Clerks classic.
Okay. Clerks 1 and 2. Okay.
2 is not a classic.
I love 2.
But I like it.
Yeah,
it's not a classic on the level of Clerks 1.
I think it's very fucking
after
funny.
Clerks, his follow up was Mallrats.
Yeah. Now, how do you like Mallrats? Mallrats was a good movie for its time.
Good movie, not a classic.
For its time, it was a very popular. Everybody loved
it. I think because it was cool to like it. I don't think a lot of people liked it.
The lesbian one was that. That was that one.
I love Chasing Amy. Chasing Amy changed my whole perspective on relationships.
Okay.
Have I told you about that?
No.
You know the scene where he's at the hockey game and he's like, yeah, all right, finger cuffs. And then she's sitting there because he knows that she had the threesome with the two guys.
Okay.
And she's sitting there and she's like, that's right. Yeah, I fucked two guys. Da, da, da. And then she runs out. And he's like, you don't think to fucking tell me that you fucked two guys? And da, da, da. And she looks at him and goes, why the fuck does it matter? It happened before you. Like, who gives a fuck what I did? But you never fucked around and, you know, did shit as a kid? And right then and there, at that very moment, I went, she is 100% right. What someone did before me means nothing to me. I don't even want to know. Yeah. At least sexually or how many relationships. I don't give a fuck. Why would I?
Yeah, why would you want to know?
But nothing good's going to come out of it.
No.
You know what I mean?
You're not going to come through some epiphany.
I mean,
like,
unless you're one of those fucking cuckolds who's like, yeah, tell me about guys fucking you.
Yeah, like.
You know, like, no, I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah.
And that was her whole point. She's like, we're here now together. And we're having a great fucking time. And now all of a sudden you got to bring this shit up that has nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
And what? What do you want? What do you expect to come now from that? Like, who gives a fuck? And she was right. Who gives a fuck what I did? And me and Jess have built our relationship on that.
Okay.
Anything before 2012 doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it doesn't fucking matter.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. So I don't care what she did before 2012, and she doesn't care what I did before 2012. Everything moving forward. Yeah, we care. If you did something after that, yeah, that's a problem, you know? But people that want to know about the past of your chick don't.
No.
There is nothing.
There's no reason
after
for it.
After we're done here, literally, sit there for 10 minutes and try to come up with one good reason, other than an STD maybe, to tell you that she has an STD.
Yeah. And meanwhile, if
and that's not a good reason. It's just, you know, now you're not going to get an STD. But other than that,
and most of the time they fuck them anyway.
Yeah, try to think of a positive that can come from that.
There isn't. So yeah, now
after Mallrats, I think was Dogma.
I liked Dogma.
Dogma is a classic. Dogma I'll put on classic level.
Yeah, that was fun.
Then after Dogma is probably my favorite Kevin Smith movie.
Which one?
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Okay.
Motherfucker said he fucking sheep, yo. He ain't one of us.
Yeah.
I love that whole movie. It's so quotable, so funny. Will Ferrell's fucking in it for half the movie. Like, it's such a fucking good movie. Chris Rock, any boogers in his coffee? No, sir. There's no boogers in it. Taste it. Taste the booger flavor. I know what's in there. How's your daddy feel knowing you getting a black man his coffee? Dude, the whole movie is just fucking. Jess hates that movie. I think it's one of the funniest movies ever fucking made. Judd Nelson's in it.
Yeah.
And then after that, he started kind of going. Well, he did Clerks 2 after that.
Yeah, and he got the horror one in there.
And then we got Tusk.
He got Tusk was awesome.
Then we got Yoga Hosers.
Inspiration for this whole thing.
Then we got Red State. Red State, honestly, if you've never seen Red State, it's a Kevin Smith movie like you've never seen. It's a thriller. It's about these three kids. They think they're going to go gangbang this old lady. She drugs them and brings them to, like, her righteous church, you know, like the Westboro Baptist, you know, the God hates F-word people.
Okay.
It's like, it's supposed to be like those type of people. And they kidnap them, and I'm not going to get into it. John Goodman's in it. Enough said. Go watch Red State.
Okay.
Go watch Red State. It is like Tusk, how it's something Kevin Smith has never even, you know, been close to, except in a better way. Okay. Like Tusk is, I wouldn't recommend it to anybody.
Really? Why?
Because most people are going to be like, why the fuck would you tell me to watch this movie?
It's different.
Yeah, Tusk, you
Tusk
like different.
Is such a different movie.
I sometimes like different. And I'm Tusk, I enjoy because Michael Parks is so fucking good in it.
Yes, he is.
Michael Parks, if he wasn't in it and someone else was doing that role, I highly doubt that movie would be watchable. I highly doubt it. He's that fun. And Michael Parks is in Red State also. He plays the Fred Phelps type of pastor.
Okay.
Yeah,
what a good movie.
I love that movie. I really do. And Johnny Depp shows up in it.
Yes.
Which is really cool.
Great part.
Yoga Hosers, I liked it. I didn't hate it.
Yeah, I watched it.
And again, Johnny Depp shows up in that one too.
Yeah.
They have little fat sausage Nazis that burrow into your ass. Yeah. But I like that. And then he did the Jay and Silent Bob reboot, which I need to give another watch.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't give it a fair watch because I was very distracted during it. So I need to give it another watch.
Okay.
So
what were you doing?
Just bullshitting on the phone and whatever. I just wasn't giving it the attention I should.
All right.
But I like Kevin Smith as a filmmaker. I look forward to his movies. It's just, you know, I never have too high hopes for Kevin Smith. Can we address the elephant in the room? What the fuck was a black beard and a blonde? We've talked about this a million times, dude. Richie looks ridiculous. We all know that. Yeah, no, he looks stupid. Feel free to insult him in the chat, please. Please. Oh, Jersey Girl. Yeah, that's right. He made Jersey Girl, too. Not his best work. But, you know, hey, George Carlin was
happens.
In it. Yeah. And, you know, not everything can be a hit. You know, even Spielberg's got a bad movie.
And my hair, too. It can't always be a hit.
And then one more recommendation I want to give. If you're stuck at home, you need something to binge watch. Me and Jess went back and watched an old FX show. One of FX's first dramas. A little show by the name of Rescue Me, starring Dennis Leary.
Yeah.
That, let me finish. Because the face you just made, for one, I don't like. Because, what are you going to, like, shit on Dennis Leary?
No. I was gonna ask you, because I wanted to do that with, like, Dexter. And I'm like, should I do it with
Dexter?
Dexter,
because then you stop after, like, four, and you're like, it only gets bad from you. And I don't want to get too much into Rescue Me, because Jess wants to talk about it, I think, on her show.
Yeah.
But it's... For all you people who look at it and go, oh, the show about the firefighters, it's not a show about, yes, they're firefighters, but it's not a show about firefighting. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like every show is like, oh, here's another fire, let's go put it out. No.
It's like Cheers for the fire department.
Thank you. Like, yes, the Cheers, it's set in a bar, but it's not only about, you know, people drinking at a bar. It's much more deeper than that. And Rescue Me is really fucking deep. Like, that shit hits heavy at times.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point where you are blown the fuck away. I'm telling you, if you give Rescue Me a fair chance, you will thank me. It's funny. It's got drama. It's fantastic. So I don't know where to find it. I happen to have every DVD set. So me and Jess have been watching it that way. Maybe it's on Hulu or Netflix. I don't know. But if you can find Rescue Me, I highly recommend it. And if you do watch it, hit me up and on the Facebook group and let me know. Super Ugly Show and Unfiltered Marriage on Facebook. That's the name of the group. Let me know what you think, because it's probably in my top five dramas all time. Like, Sopranos, Wire, and then probably Rescue Me in top three, maybe. Like, it's that fucking good to me. Kingdom is up there, another one that everyone fucking slept on, which now you can't find fucking anywhere.
Yeah, Kingdom's good.
Kingdom is the most slept on best show in the history of television. Wouldn't you agree, Richie?
Yeah.
Like, how many people other than me do you know that's watched Kingdom?
Not many.
Any?
No.
That's my point.
I've never heard anybody else bring it up.
Exactly. Whenever I bring it up, people go, oh, you mean Animal Kingdom? There's some show on TMT called Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, now the Kingdom there is on Netflix now, these Chinese...
Now there's that.
Yeah,
but no, so. Kingdom with Frank Grillo and Jonathan Tucker, it's fucking, like I said, it is the best dramatic show that's come out in the past 5 years for me, hands down. Nothing even comes close to fucking Kingdom. But all right, I guess we're wrapping it up. I'm Rich.
Sure.
That's it for us. All right, guys. Thanks for checking us out. One more shout out to the Filthy Mouth Gamer, brother. We're very sorry for your loss. We love the guys over at Foul Mouth, and that sucks. He unexpectedly lost his father. So thoughts and prayers over to the Filthy Mouth Gamer, you fucking cunt. We love the guy, and it's just a tragedy. A lot of tragedies happening during this time, and it sucks when it hits someone, you know. So shout out Filthy, and keep your head up, brother. I know it's a tough time. If you're listening to us on the brand and you're listening to the audio version only, we are live every Tuesday night starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. Just go to the search bar, search Super Ugly Show, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, and you can check us out live every single week. You can call in, not that you would know, or you can write in the chat. And then after Super Ugly Show at 9 p.m., which just so happens to be coming up next, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you have Unfiltered Marriage with my lovely wife and yours truly. So if you're watching us right now, stay tuned because that's coming up shortly. Go to russosbrand.com and go sign up. It's only $3.95 a month. You're getting over 14 new shows every single week. You get us, you get Vince. I'll name some names I don't usually name. Justin Credible, Stevie Ray, Shane Douglas, Francine, Jeff Lane, the fucking star of the brand. Fucking Jeff Lane. Guy hates us so much, Rich. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Yeah, he does. We love Jeff, but for some reason he hates us. But go to russosbrand.com right now, sign up, and check out all the cool content over there. Go to Opie Radio, opieradio.com. You recently had Bob Saget on, so go check out Opie Radio. Subscribe to his podcast. We love the Opster. And statementgames.com, of course. Go to statementgames.com and go check out whatever prop bets they got going on. They still got prizes they're giving out, so there's stuff to do over there. And just get some traffic over to our buddy's website while there's literally no sports going on. You do have UFC coming up, though, so that's something to look forward to. And one more time, Bobby J from Rockaway. Go get the new single, Where I'm From. May 5th, the new album coming out, Summer Classics. We love Bobby J. We always love to support real hip-hop. He shitted on Bobby, too, by the way.
Who's that?
Fucking asshole face.
Did he? No, he didn't.
He shit on our show, of course. But yeah, shit on Bobby.
Man. Ouch.
He's like, why don't you go listen to that fucking guy, Bobby J? Like, he's any fucking good.
He sucks Bobby off.
And I know he does, but because, you know, he thinks attacking things I like is like, I'm going to be like, well, I guess I don't like that now.
Yeah.
You know, but no, we love Bobby. We support Bobby, and we support everything he fucking does. The guy's been nothing but a fucking class act with us, and I honestly love his fucking music. So go search Bobby J from Rockaway, Google Play, iTunes, wherever. Download his first album. He's got the new one coming out, and go download the new single, Where I'm From. That's it for us. Stay tuned. Unfiltered Marriage coming up next. We'll see you next Tuesday. Peace.